Hello, welcome to Tanner's Look at KOL number 3. I'm Tanner Hang, and I'm here to learn you about KOL, help you, entertain you, and rant. Definitely rant. Totally fail on the ranting. Alright, we're gonna show some updates of KOL. The current prices of Mr. A's, that's my new thing. For those of you that don't know what a Mr. A is, that is a Mr. Accessory. We're gonna play a song or two, and we have Austin Powers with us here in the studio. And the contest is still delayed, because I have no comments, because nobody likes us. Of course, because we're really not that famous. We only have like 30-some subscribers and a few unique visitors, but we have a lot of downloads, but still no comments. It's not cool. Alright, updates. March 2nd, in the account menu, you now have the ability to change the email address associated with an account. The way it works is a little janky, but it's a necessary evil. With the security and the scamming and the nice lady. Don't really get it. March items of the month is available. We'll check that out too, because I didn't even notice that. February 27th, there is a new store in the Market Square. You really should go check it out. But I already talked about that in the last episode. And March 2nd, a fountain was erected in the Market Square. A super furious fountain. We'll also go check that out. Alright, into the town. You people really should start leaving comments. Because I like comments. They make me feel happy and stuff. Well, there's this gigantic super furious fountain in the middle of Market Square. The Mr. Store, Meat Smith, and the Flea Market are on top. The Armory and the Weathery, which is the new store, and the Bugbear Bakery are to the right. Left. I'm a little slow with my left and rights. The gift shop and the market are on the bottom. And the sewer, this trophy hut, and Doc Galactic's medicine show are on the right. Yes. And I got a feeling there's going to be two more stores in the right and left bottom and top corner. Because there's a big space there. And I know Jick will eventually get bored of that. And he'll just put something there like a statue of me or something. Cough, cough. The March hat is a familiar, it's the March hat. This is a hat made by one of the kingdom's many mad and madly skilled hatters. It's made of green felt, it's far too big for a normal head, and it's apparently size 10/6. It's also curiously heavy, and it starts to walk away if you set it down. Which, you know, some of your clothes do that, but they stop if you wash them. It's familiar, like I said, and it cannot be discarded. And you will pull wild hair out of it. It acts like a volleyball, a ghoul whelp, and a leprechaun, or a gravy fairy, one per fight. It also gives extra adventures at rollover. And it costs one Mr. Accessory. La-dee-da. It's morning here, so it's really not all that noisy around here. I'm by myself, I think. I'm not sure. Alright, Mr. Accessories in the malt day are the cheapest at the Baka 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 Baka! Exclamation point. And oh my god, they went up a whole bunch. Yeah, like a lot. Because right now there are 4,750,000 meek. Which for me is a lot of meek, because I have like no meek. Right now I have 27 meek. And Mr. Accessory Juniors are going for cheapest at the lawn store for 3,150,000 meat. But nobody really cares for Mr. Accessory Juniors. They're all losers. Yeah. Alright. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Well, that fountain, I think, is gonna have a quest because it has a really long word in it and it's gonna be like a place to go soon. You really can't go to it yet. Today's calendar and clans is a Boys of Loathing drawn by Sin. Today is Clarvember 7th, and in the Luki Knights of Loathing, I'd beware of that clan, because they're really starting to go for war. It's a good clan. I'm in it. I think you should be too. Yeah. I've got a lot of good stuff in this clan. Alright. Not a lot going on. I have bronchitis and you don't. Haha. You know what? I'm just gonna take something out of there to make them extremely mad because it's a good item. Sorry about the contest. We have to delay it. And when I get some more meat, which will be in the next 3 days or something, I'll get Jordan his 1,000,000 meat. He's J-Strands. He used to have the KOL cast, but he quit it. I'm very mad at him for that. He became cheap and he didn't want to pay for it anymore. Did I forget to do something? I feel like I'm forgetting to do something. Oh yeah, I guess we'll go check out the thing where you change your email. Alright. Yeah. Well. You click change email, that goes to current email address. Mine is blank 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 at bellsouth.blank. And then it has a little thing, change email address to. Then you type in your new email address and click change email. I bet you're super excited about that. See, what I've noticed though is when you buy Mr. A, you get this little message at the bottom, this account will not be deleted from an activity. And I've bought like 3 Mr. A's. Some people think that's a waste of $10, I don't. Because I like Kingdom of Loathing. I've sold all my Mr. A's and I still have no meat. Alright, Well, we have Austin Powers in the studio place thingy today. So, hi, Austin. What's up?
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Great. Austin, you've been in all the Austin Powers movies, and I like that. They're my favorite movies.
Movie, baby.
Don't talk to me like that, you sicko.
I said they're rotten, baby, yeah.
Dude, this is a clean show. I wanted you to have a nice, you know, talk with you, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yes, you should.
If evening.
Alright, so, Oster, what's going on? Is there going to be a new Austin Powers? Because at the end, Scott looked like he was going to make another one.
Are you mad?
I don't know, man. So, where is your father? I mean, I haven't heard a lot about him lately. He was like, I was going to have him in the studio today, but then he didn't show up, so I called you.
Who has my father?
I don't really know.
Did you just soil yourself?
Okay, Napoleon Dynamite said that when he was on here, and I don't know. I don't know if my cat, animals, dogs are soiling themselves or something, but I didn't crap myself. Alright.
Yes.
Okay. So, Austin, why do you wear those boots?
Come again.
You gotta take off those boots, dude. They're scaring me.
What's your point?
Those boots are ugly. Take off the boots.
Blimey!
Go put on better shoes or something.
Enthused.
I'm being honest. Those little things suck. You need to just go. Alright. Okay, now, I'm gonna talk a little bit about you. What's one thing that you hate?
Only two things scare me, and one is nuclear war.
Okay, you said two things. What's the other thing?
Carnies. Circus folk. No man's in there. Smell like cabbage.
Personally, I like those kinds of people.
You're insane!
I'm not insane. Do you have a podcast? No, I don't think you do. So, I saw when you walked in here, you really had to take a whiz. You ran straight for the bathroom. What's the meaning of this?
I've been frozen for 30 years. I've got to see if my books and bases are still working.
Thank you. That's disgusting. Yeah. Cough.
Your name is?
My name's Tanner Herring, fool. Alright, Austin, this is my third podcast. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Congratulations, baby.
Alright, nice having you here, Austin. See you later, man. Austin Powers, everybody. I have no meat. Get back to that point. And I think that's it. Nothing else going on in the kingdom today. I guess if you don't already have a potato as a familiar, I'll give you a potato sprout once you put it a comment on iStewie.podomatic.com. I guess you'll win that too if you don't have a potato. But leave the comment that you already have a potato if you don't want that. Because if you don't want it, I do. Because I like selling that kind of stuff and getting meat. Alright. Well, this has been Tanner Herring and with Tanner's Look at KOL, and goodbye.